Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Peyer, Perik Ches, Mishnevav. We continue to learn over here the halachis of how you give out Meiser Sheni. So in the previous Mishnah we learned that the basic rule is to give each ani at least a day's food, two sudas. Sagt der Mishnah, Midazu, these measurements, we said the minimum amounts, like for example, half a cup of chitim, a cup of sa'irim, these minimum amounts of Meiser Ani that you have to give out by the threshing floor is negayah to any balabas, to any farmer. Ba'kayhanim, whether the farmers are kayhanim, u'balavim, whether they are levim, u'b'yisraelim, or yisraelim. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this? By most Mishnayas, we don't have a halacha. Oh, by the way, it's for kayhanim, levim, and yisraelim. I mean, this is the halacha. This is how you give out Meiser Sheni. Why should I think there should be a difference whether the farmer is a kayhan, levi, or yisrael? So the Mishnah Rishayin explains as follows. The Pasuk says, V'hinachta b'sharecha, ibah ha-levi ki ein loy chelik v'nach le'imach. The Levi can come, because he doesn't have an official Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe I would think, the Pasuk is teaching us, the Levim and Kehanim can take Meiser Ani, even if they're rich. The reason they're getting Meiser Ani is because they don't have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have a Levi that could own many fields, maybe the din is, yeah, he'll separate Meiser Ani and give it to himself. You know, if a Kayan has a field, he can separate Truma and keep it. If a Levi has a field, he can separate Meiser Rish and it has to go to the Levi and keep it. So maybe the same is true for Meiser Ani. So therefore the Mishnah says, no. Meiser Ani you have to give away. It's only for the Ani. And not only that, you have to give it according to the Shear. There are minimum Shearim. You can't give any less, even if you yourself are a Kayin or a Levi. Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Let's say I am a farmer. I have to give up my Meiser Ani now. I have some relatives that are so poor. I'd love to give it to them. Sagt the Mishnah, Hayim Matzlev. If someone wants to save the chelik of the Meiser Ani that is in his reshus for his relatives who are poor. Now let me explain something to you. By Meiser Ani, there is no Toivas Hana. In other words, you can't pick which Ani should get it. Whoever lines up, that's who you have to give it to. However, there is a way to hide a little bit for your relatives who are poor. There are different mahalchim over here in the Paiskim, why he should be allowed to do that. Well, the Maisa, here are his instructions, if he wants some of it to go to his relatives. Zakta Mishnah, Noitel Mechse, should take half of the Meiser Ani and hide it for his relatives. V'noisin Mechse, he should give away half to the Aniyim that come to the threshing floor and they're waiting to get their chelik. So we're letting him put away half for his relatives. Well, let's say he divided it in half. And apparently he didn't have that much to start with. Now that he divides it in half, he doesn't have the minimum shear of two sudais to give to the poor people that are standing here. So he shouldn't give out less. He's not allowed to give out less. But, noisin lefneim, he puts it down in front of them. V'hein mechalkim, and they divide it amongst themselves. So really the Mishnah is giving us a very big leniency over here. We're allowing him to take off half, put it away for his relatives, the poor people, even though he knows from the half that's left over, there won't be enough to give each ani that's waiting online the minimum shear. But he can still do it. He can still take away half. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. This halacha that there's a minimum shear, you have to give a certain amount for the aniyim that are standing here online when you're giving it out in the gairin, applies to kehanim, levim, and yisraelim. If he wants to save some for his relatives that are poor, he can take away half and hide it. The other half, he continues to distribute. If, after he takes off half for his poor people, he doesn't have enough to give each of the aniyim the minimum shear, he should just put it down and let them divide it amongst themselves. But he can't give them less than the shear. There's another pshat brought down in the Yerushalmi b'shem Reb Yoina. And he says the Mishnah is saying something else altogether. He says this Mishnah is saying, first, before you put anything away for your relatives, you give out the minimum shear to all the people that are standing here. If afterwards there's left over, you can put that away for the poor people. So what does the Mishnah mean if there's a little bit? You divide it, that's something else. That's, let's say, forget putting away for your relatives. He doesn't have enough to give everyone the minimum shear that's standing here. Then put it down and let them divide it amongst themselves. But again, according to this pshat, you can't put anything away until you have at least a minimum for the aniyim that are standing here.